Oh, hello, and welcome. You can call me Mr. Oz. Now, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I have a lot of money. Trillions, if you must know. I have my hands in everything. Moving on. I am a gentleman. Most would say. Am I a bad guy? I don't think so. But I do like games, and I do like to gamble. You could say it's my Achilles heel. But the excitement of winning is such a rush. Now, I've played all kinds of games and made all kinds of bets, but now it's lost its fun. So I began to search for a new game. A game like no other. So I traveled the world in search of that game and that rush that now eludes me. Then it struck me. The light bulb went off. I own the biggest pharmaceutical company in the world. So I went to the lab and I asked for something special. I said, think outside the box. Loyalty is something money can't buy. And what they came up with was astonishing.
Welcome home, Mr. Oz.
Mr. Da Vinci.
It's Leonardo.
Whatever. I take it your financial report is ready.
Financial?
Yes, financial. We're all waiting.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Financial. Financial, financial, financial. My dog ate it?
Mr. Da Vinci, in my office.
Dude, we heard him screaming at you way out here. Are your ears okay?
What's that? Speak up.
Dude.
Nah, just fucking with you, dude.
Oldest joke in the book.
And you fell for it.
Well, what happened?
I got him to realize he asked me for the wrong report.
Did he buy it?
Hook, line, and sinker. But I'm suspended for a week for my dog comment. You know what? I really could use a guy's night out right about now.
Guy's night out?
Yeah, something me and my friends do to blow off steam. One of us calls and says, guy's night out! And we all meet up. It's like a pack of wolves.
Hey, would you mind if I rolled out with you?
What's your phone number?
753- 568-2154.
Cool.
Dude, you're calling me?
Well, answer it.
Yo, yo, yo!
Yo, Warren! What's going on, dude?
Hey, bro, what's up?
I'm here.
John C. Productions, this is Monique. How may I direct your call?
Cornelius!
Hey, Monique, I got this. Hey, bro, what's up?
Motherfucker. I have one job to do, and you're going to sideswipe me like that? Oh, and another thing, Mr. Movie Star. When am I going to get paid? Because this working for free shit is for the birds.
The birds, indeed. Listen, Monique, when I get paid, you get paid. That's why they're called royalties.
An answering service now?
I'm just keeping up with the times, bro.
Guys' night out.
Guys' night out.
Guys' night out.
Guys' night out.
Cool. I'll text you where to meet.
Later. That was kind of cool.
Hey, now are you sure you want to do this? Things may get out of hand.
Dude, I can handle it. Hey, you know what would be really cool?
I don't know. What?
If while we were out, we could score an invite to the zombie rave.
What's that?
Well, it's like this. You see, Debbie, down in accounting, heard it from Ricky's sister's brother, John John, who heard it from the go-go dancer named Allegra about this off-the-chain nightclub that pops up every once every few months called the Zombie Rave.
Whoa. What?
Yeah, and she goes on to say it's a who's who type of party, and who knows who's gonna be there.
Okay. You said something about an invite?
Yeah. You see, the club sends out scouts to other clubs looking for the coolest and righteous to be invited to the rave at 2 a.m. in some old warehouse.
So, when is this special rave?
Of course. Tomorrow night. Saturday.
Of course. Bet. Be looking for my text tomorrow. I'm out of here. Later, dude.
Okay, later.
Warren!
For Hot Street Scooters, based out of Daytona, the world's most famous beach. We carry only new, never used, so when it comes to scooters, ATVs, and dirt bike parts, we are your one-stop shop, even on the internet. We offer a wide range of carburetors, air filters, ignition coils, you name it, we got it, and at rock-bottom prices, with zero down and 0% interest. We run our business on a set of core principles, honesty, integrity, and service. So come see us at 1861 North Nova Road in Holly Hill, or visit us on the web at hotstreetscooters.com, or give Matt a call at 386-265-4470. We're here to keep you riding. Hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., online only on Sundays.
Miss Margaret, we will be receiving guests this evening. Would you be a dear and prepare the theater room for three?
Yes, Mr. Oz, right away.
Here's to the start of another game night.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Babes in Toyland. First, I want to thank everyone for coming out tonight to enjoy our amazing entertainment. I'm Dan the Man, and I'll be your guide to an unending sea of flesh tonight. And with all guided tours, there are some rules we all must follow. The girls can touch you, but no touching the girl. That would be rude. Now on with the show. Making her way to the stage, the enticing Simone.
Warren, dude, are we gonna be here long? This really isn't my scene.
No, I don't think so. This is the easiest place for everyone to find. The view's not bad.
Yeah, sure. I'm married, remember?
Then I would take Dan the Man's advice. Don't touch.
You owe me money.
Oh, shit. Bryce, is there a large man in a flannel shirt with no sleeves standing behind me?
Yeah. Shit.
Run. No, just kidding. Matt, my brother, how are you?
That was fucked up.
Warren, come here and give me a hug.
Okay, great to see you too. Hey, I can't breathe.
Oh, sorry about that. You need more girth. And who is this pipsqueak?
Bryson.
Hey, 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 you can't start the party without us.
What's up, fellas?
John! Lance!
Okay, why do you all say his name before mine?
J comes before L.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Wait a minute. Your longtime friend with John C?
Shh! There could be a stampede of them just to get a piece of my hair. Nah, just kidding. A fan, I see.
Nah, I think your movies suck. My kids like you.
Why, I oughta.
Hey, hey, take it easy, man. Relax. Be calm with it. Huh.
Okay, I'd say he's fucked up.
With you on that one.
Dance, anyone?
Maybe in a bit.
In a bit? Girl, you can get it!
Like I haven't heard that before.
But you haven't heard it from John C.
John C. and I don't care.
Okay, here we go. Making her way to the stage, our very own Candy. And she is dandy, but our liquor is quicker.
Don't forget to get a party.
There now. Now you'll never have to watch that spot again. You're welcome.
Mabel!
Oh, God.
I did warn you.
Can't take you anywhere.
Just like old times.
Is there a problem here?
Damn! You a big bag bitch!
Flattery will get you nowhere. But you, on the other hand, hello, Mr. Goodbot. I get off at one.
What my friend is trying to say is that he's happily married.
What a shame. And such a fine fella, too. Well, no nookie tonight. So, what's going on here? Playboy here thinks he can slap my ass and it's all okay. You should have led with that. Honestly. Well, get on with it.
And it looks like someone has been very naughty. I see Large Marge. Even though her name is Mabel, everyone has to have a stage name. But if I could turn your attention over to the right, over here, someone's about to be bounced out by the ball. And speaking of holding on to your ball, here comes Gabriella.
Okay, party's over. Time to leave. Come on, get up. Don't make me crack you over the head. That means the cops have to be called, and I'll have to explain them what an asshole you were.
You know what? This place is fucking lame. Let's get the fuck out of here.
That's right. Go on. Get the hell out of here, you shrimp of a pimp.
Oh, hell no!
Let's go, guys.
That was my nuts.
You see? Ow, you see? Ow, you had to be a badass, ow, and you thought ow, you could whoop my ass. Ow, how's that ow, ear feeling ow, right about now? Ow, you're going to need a plastic ow, surgeon ow, when I'm done ow, with you. And stay out.
That was awesome! Dude, she totally manhandled you by the ear. You should put that in one of your movies.
Ah, shut up.
That was funny, bro. To the next club.
Onward!
Mr. Oz, your guests have arrived.
Very good, Miss Margaret. I will receive them in the theater room.
Very good, sir. Please, make yourselves comfortable.
Thank you, Margaret. Oh, could you be a dear and bring my Winston here a Perrier?
Yes, Mistress Tate. And will there be anything for you, Mr. Wondering?
Why, I thought you'd never ask. I am parched. I would like a whiskey on the rocks, if you don't mind.
It would be my pleasure. It is good to see you again, Mistress Tate.
And you too, Mrs. Margaret.
Our good Mr. Oz needs to hire some younger waitstaff. I may have to send some over for the dear boy.
Ha! Mrs. Margaret is the best money can buy. She used to work for me a while back. Then I found my good Winston here.
I'm sorry, but you find me amiss. Are you saying that old frail lady is personal security? I find that a bit hard to believe.
Cowboy Americans. Never judge a book by its cover. And remember, you ordered a drink from her.
So why trade her in on this guy?
Winston does other things for me. Don't you, dear?
Oh, well, all right.
I see. My esteemed guests are enjoying themselves.
Great Caesar's ghost! You scared the hell out of me, Mr. Oz.
My apologies, Mr. Wondering. We wouldn't want you to have another accident like last time, now, would we?
Hey, now, that was a fluke. A strange occurrence. And we're gonna leave it at that.
Your drink, sir. Enjoy.
Well, thank you, Miss Margaret.
Ahem.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Miss Margaret, but could I get a Perrier?
Something wrong with your drink, sir?
Oh, no. It's spot on. I feel like I need a chaser tonight, that's all.
As you wish. You were so bad.
Stupid cowboy, too easy.
I take it tonight's games have already started?
Oh, yes, they have. Mr. Wondering, are you blushing?
Ha ha.
How's that drink?
Plum dandy. So, Mr. Oz, is everything ready for tonight? I must admit, your list this time was very expensive.
Yes, I would have to agree with the American. It was very expensive this time.
My friends, think of it as a small investment into the future of the games.
Hey, I thought we were just betting amongst ourselves. I'm just fine with taking y'all's money.
Why just stop at our money? Mr. Wondering, when you could have the world's money, we could have it all.
I'm interested. Keep going.
Let me end with this. After tonight's games, you'll have a better understanding of what's to come.
So, and tonight's game is a go? Do we have players?
Our representatives are out, as we speak, finding our contestants. But for now, entertainment!
Are you kidding? We're about to party at L11. If there was any place we could get that zombie pass, it would be here.
Zombie pass?
I know. Don't get him started. It's some late night rave with a who's who.
I'm John C. Why haven't I heard of this? I hear of all the parties here in town.
I guess you're not the who's who, bro.
Warren, look out!
Thanks, Lance.
Are you superstitious?
Now, what are the odds of that happening?
Hey, we can looky-loo from the line that's getting bigger.
Lead the way.
Hey, have a good time, brother. IDs?
I got this. My good man, could you let the owner of this fine establishment know that John C. and his boys are here?
Big deal. IDs?
Wait, what? Oh, you got to be kidding me. Okay, fine.
Thank you. Your real name is Jonathan Cornelius.
Excuse me, bro.
Oh, damn. Wow. You must come from the land of big motherfuckers. I'm fucking with you. Y'all can go on in.
All right, here we go. Mama, if you could see me now.
Now this is more like it. Don't get me wrong, strip clubs are great, but this place has atmosphere.
So did the strip club till you ruined it. Gotta admit, that DJ was off the chain.
Really, Lance? And you're supposed to be my boy and all?
Dude, I am. But Watching you get dragged out by your ear, that was incredible.
I got it on video!
The fuck you do? Matt, make him get rid of you.
Nope. You're on your own, buddy.
Oh my god, John C? Is that really you? I loved you and it's time to kill them all.
In the flesh, baby.
Hey, who you calling baby, bro?
Oh, my bad.
Oh, don't mind him. Hey, can we hang with y'all tonight?
The more, the merrier.
Let's get this party started!
Whoa, bro, that was my ear.
Sorry, John, Mr. C. What do I call you?
John is fine.
Hey, why don't y'all come back to our booth? We can all party there.
Sounds good. John?
Yeah. We can roll with him for a bit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's John C. Don't be an ass. Can't we just have fun?
Let's go out and have a good time, she said.
Yo, dude, don't sweat it. It'll be cool.
I'm not worried about him. It's her.
Ooh, ouch.
You piece of shit.
Told you I didn't want to go out tonight. Fucking made me come out.
I'm not some old lady. I don't want to just sit at home on a Saturday night.
Have a good time. You're standing there. I fucking John C.
At least he gives me something to look at.
See,
Second thought, fuck, we're going to find our
parents told me about your shit.
If you don't,
you listen to them.
Why don't you just
second
go call
that
your
idea.
Crackhead mother and
you
tell
are kidding.
Kiss
about crazy.
My ass.
Hey, over here.
Hey, good looking out, Lance. Bryson, it'll only get crazier.
Ah, great, it's all dark in here. No one will be able to see me.
Shut the fuck up and get in there.
Should have worn my white suit. At least let me sit on the end of the couch.
Whatever, dude.
Hey, can I get you guys anything?
A round of Sailor Jerry and two pitchers. What do you guys want for beer?
Surprise us.
The adventurous type, I see. You got it. I got the perfect beer for you. I'll be right back.
Dude, are you dancing?
Yeah, this is a hot song.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
I have no words.
Where's your boyfriend?
Oh, he's coming.
And it keeps getting better. So what possessed you to come over here?
Hey, I'm looking to have a good time, whether he wants to or not.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. But she got it in her head to party with y'all.
It's cool.
And now we have some drinks for the guys. 5 shots of Sailor Jerry and 2 pitchers of our special brew called Unguided Hope. 8.1 ABV. Y'all enjoy it.
Damn, there's a lot of people in here tonight. Looking like slim chances to get that invite for the zombie rave.
Oh my god, you know about a rave? I've been dying to go to one.
And you're just gonna sit down next to me.
I'm sorry.
Just like that.
Hey, you're not the only ones in here looking for a chance to score one of those invites. It's the buzz tonight.
Great. I've been waiting for this. I'm a follower of the club on social media.
Well, how do we increase our odds?
Most people
or
don't.
Is there someone I can smooch up to? I am a who's
who. How about you?
I'll drink to that.
Really?
From paint to Injimah.
Okay.
We do it all.
Is this something you really want to do?
You see a lot of
this
cool
kind of party is
shop.
Not for the faint of
in the
heart.
Beginning,
people all around the world fly in for this party, and things can be out of hand.
But once
so,
the cars are done, they're done.
Still want to go?
Yes!
Okay, here's your invite.
What?
Wait, what just happened?
We have contestants just like that. Now everyone gets a sneak peek at who they will be betting for.
I like it so far. The body cam works great. Excellent picture.
Yeah, damn. Best reality show yet. But I do see one problem. Big boy there's got a ring on. What's he doing there? Country boy should be home with his wife.
Someone will be looking for him.
If I'm not worried, then you shouldn't be. No one will get out alive, and no one will ever know they were there.
You sound pretty sure of yourself.
I am positive.
Well, that's good enough for me. Hey, Oz, what kind of deal can you give me on that little filly we just saw?
my dear wondering. She is not for sale.
You are such a pig.
Hey, it's just business, and I'm into making money. Hey, I do have a specific group of clients that would pay a king's ransom for a lady such as you.
I'm not flattered, but I do have an establishment just for you. And I'm quite sure a cowboy like you will have the stamina for an evening there.
Kids, can we get back to the game? Betting is about to begin.
And how will we be able to distinguish between the people we are betting on?
Yes, thanks to Mistress Tate and her textiles. Thank you. Each player will receive a colored band. Then you'll be able to place your bets on your favorite player using that color.
Mr. Oz, along with the video feed of the live action? Sir, you are a genius.
Why, thank you, Mr. Wondering. Mistress Tate.
What?
Your accolades.
I am pleased.
Good enough. Another round of drinks for everyone, please.
Right away, Mr. Oz.
Now, for our viewing pleasure.
Great horny toads! I am impressed. Looks like you've thought of everything. Three TV screens.
Are you sure they can't trace the feed to here?
Absolutely not. Our signal is being bounced around the world so many times, it will take them months to even come close. Thank you, Mr. Wondering.
You sure are welcome.
Your drink, sir.
Kindly thank you, Miss Margaret.
I see headlights.
Ah, our players have arrived.
Well, looks like we're here.
Sounds like it, too.
I don't know, guys. That's one creepy warehouse. Are you sure this is it?
It has to be. Look at all the limos and nice cars around.
She does have a point.
Well, we've come this far. Let's check it out. And if we don't like it, we can leave.
Hey, I'm good with that.
Honey?
Yeah, I'm coming.
And the party continues!
So I guess we go up to the big dude in the suit.
Shit, and you all say I'm big. But what bothers me? There's no other people around. No one's outside or in this parking lot.
Maybe everyone's inside. This is supposed to be a secret.
Well, I can hear music.
All right.
We're here for the rave? Oh, here's our invite.
Nothing to say?
Did that door just open by itself?
Creepy.
That's badass.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go in.
Warren?
I guess we go in.
The flies have entered the web.
And they can't hear or see us?
Only when I need them to.
Nice touch with the video monitor. It actually looks like there's a nightclub here.
Whoa, doggy! They're in the first hallway!
Now this is more like it! Feel that bass!
I must admit, I was a bit worried when we first got here. Something still feels off, though.
Aw, come on, Matt. Stop being a big brother for once. Enlighten up a bit.
Hey, check this out. If you're in a group, choose one color, not to repeat. If not, choose a color.
Huh?
It just says we need to have a different color band. That's all. I got blue.
I got red.
Purple.
Damn, I got brown. How is this supposed to stand out in the dark?
I got black. What color did you get, honey?
Green.
And I have yellow.
You know, that reminds me.
Shut up.
Okay, now that we have these stupid bands, now what?
The sign says next room.
I will need a drink and the little boy's room after all this.
What the fuck?
Okay, how much weirder can this get?
Oh, I don't know. What's weird about a wall full of guns with a sign that says, free, take one?
Betting is now open.
Yeah, it makes me want to dance.
20,000 on purple, being the first to die.
Like taking candy from a baby. I'll go with 20,000 on red.
And I shall go with blue.
Bryson, wait. Don't touch those.
That's my cue.
Too late.
Welcome, one and all. I am Mr. Oz. And This is my zombie rave. The first of its kind. We call it the pilot program. And you all are pilots.
You mean this is not a nightclub?
Well, it is a club for the who's who in our community. And you, my dear friends, are tonight's entertainment.
Hey, we're not entertaining no one.
Yeah, let us out of here, you weird-ass fuck.
I love profanity. But wouldn't you like to hear the rest of my proposal? It could change your future.
What the hell are you talking about?
Cash. Money. And all you have to do is survive.
Survive? Survive what?
Well, thanks to me, I want to say the next step in human evolution. And I'm quite sure you'll have fun with them. Just remember, we're all betting on you.
Betting? Wait a minute, are you saying this is some type of game and you and your friends are betting on our lives? Hey, I'm a movie star. You can't do this to me.
Already done.
The room is moving.
We're in an elevator.
We've stopped.
Damn it, that scared me.
Hello, fellow players. Mary here, winner of the last game. I won $12.8 billion. And you can too. All you have to do is survive and make it to the end. One hit,
If I haven't said thanks for the invite, thanks.
Shut up, dude.
Hey, we don't need to be fighting each other. Look, we're fucked. And the only thing we can do is play this stupid game and hopefully not get killed.
Killed? There's a chance we can get killed?
He did say survive.
Doors are opening.
We're dead.
Mr. Oz, you are a genius.
That remains to be seen.
What? You can't see the brilliance behind this? Just look at the numbers already. Betting is through the roof. We'll be swimming in money in no time at all.
Are you about done, cowboy? All the money in the world means nothing if you can't spend it, if you are in prison.
Mistress Tate, I don't understand your disapproval of this. So far, I see a big success. And as Mr. Wondering said, the numbers don't lie.
Did I say that? Oh, Granny's milk. The doors are opening. Here we go.
Do you see anything?
Why are you whispering?
Shh. Because we don't know what's out there. I can't see a thing.
Hey, Pedro. To your right. Pass out those flashlights.
Shh.
I hear something. Like breathing.
Ah! Shit! What the fuck is that? What the fuck is
that?
Off me.
Shit! Here comes the door.
Those guns again.
What the fuck?
It won't go down.
Hit it in the head.
What the fuck is that?
Mr. Oz, what exactly is that? What have you done?
Oz, I'm with the little filly. What on God's green earth did you do?
Calm down. Calm down. Look, I created the perfect predator for these games. I wanted to make sure everyone got their money's worth.
But we are playing with people's lives.
On both ends.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Guys, I don't need to go to the bathroom anymore.
All right, honey. I want out of here. I can't stay here. Get
Amber,
me out of here,
calm
please.
Down. We'll get through this.
You promise?
Yeah. I love you.
No! Yes! Mr. Booty-san is the winner of the first to die bet for a grand total of $350,000!
Dag nabbit!
I so love it when you lose.
Hey, what in tarnation? Hey, hello, you lost too.
Yes, but your reaction is better.
Okay, I'm with her. Let's get the hell out of here. I have a wife at home.
Hey, that's not helping, and so do I. Okay?
Matt, I'm so sorry.
Matt, I'm so sorry. Hey, what about the rest of us? This was your idea to come here.
Wait a minute, mister. I need attention.
Look, I need all of you to stop.
Here comes another!
Ah! Fuck shit!
Take that! And that!
Whoa, whoa,
take
whoa!
That.
Dead. It's okay, you can stop now!
And betting begins again!
50,000 on red.
All right. Give me 50 on blue this time.
And I will take 50,000 on blue.
Okay, regroup. John, show us how to use the guns over there.
Dude, I'm an actor. The guns I use aren't real.
What? We are so dead.
Shut up!
Okay, okay.
Does anyone have a plan on getting out of here?
I guess we move forward. There's a door over here.
Right behind you.
Gee, thanks.
No problem, buddy.
Best show on earth. Am I right?
Ooh-wee! This drama is outrageous.
I, too, am on the edge of my seat.
They just need to get on with it and stop treating us like a bunch of Polacks.
Very vulgar, Mr. Wondering. Vulgar indeed.
Wait. Shouldn't we have a plan before we open the door? What if there are more of those things standing right there?
Well, I figured as much. I got my weapon out. Warren, you good? Just pull the hammer back.
Like this?
Yep. You're ready? Amber.
Yeah, I got this.
Warren, open the door.
It's a staircase going up.
That's a good sign.
Ah! Amber, you said it was dead.
Now it is.
Sorry, bro.
Ha! Hey-ya!
There's our Mistress Tate. My dear, you just won a grand total. Now that's 3. Carry the 1. Add the 2.
Come on, out with it!
$532,000. And betting begins again!
$100,000 on brown. That boy's gotta eat it sooner or later.
I will be a little more conservative and put 60,000 on black.
And I also will bet 60,000 on black. And now, time to give our contestants the final twist.
Final twist?
Attention players, one final stipulation. There can only be one winner.
Great, now you tell me.
What the fuck, Amber?
Shit.
Warren!
I'm sorry, he said there could only be one winner. I'm so sorry. I need the money, though. I have a kid to get back to.
Amber, give me the gun. Amber, give me
the gun. Oh, Matt!
Matt, are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine. She just grazed me.
Dude, she's not breathing.
Well, neither is Warren.
This is too fucked up. This is too fucked up.
Wow! Didn't see that coming. So would you consider that a push?
And here comes the river.
Okay, down to us three. What kind of ammo do you all have?
Ammo? I was supposed to grab the ammo?
Dude, you're literally killing us right now.
Wait!
What?
A possible way out.
What are you talking about?
Here!
Okay, an intake vent?
That means it leads to the air handler outside.
You should have led with that.
That's way too small for Matt and me.
Guys, I'm not feeling so hot right now.
Mr. Oz, I think they've found the chink in your armor.
What?
No, this can't be happening. No, 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 no! Games are over.
Jumping Jehoshaphats! What did you just do? What are you doing, Mr. Oz?
Protecting us.
But you've opened up all the doors.
Yes, I have.
Sounds like he's on to us. Sense, you're the only one that can fit. You have to go.
Oh, damn, they're coming!
Go!
That's it! He's out! And we're done for. I'm hitting the dusty trail right now!
Thank you, Mistress Margaret.
He was an insufferable ass.
Mistress Tate, how do you fare in all this?
I will stand with you for now, Oz.
but forewarned is forearmed. Winston, we will take our leave.
Oh, one more thing, Mistress Tate. Here, take this.
What is this?
A counter agent. Mr. Wondering won't be needing his.
Don't contact me. I'll contact you. While shooting for the stars, you made a royal mess. Good evening.
Damn it! Come here, boy. What the hell are you doing over there? Come here. For God's sake, what's got you so interested that you won't come when I call you? Oh, my God, Lance! Lance, is that you?
Bryson Perico, Matt Eisenrode, Lance Roberson, Ashley Kelly, John C.'s secretary, Scott Spooner as Warren's boss, Stan Tucker as Pedro, Simone, Deborah Neron, Mabel, Melissa Moore, Dan the Man, Larry Okarski, Strip Club Bum, Anthony DiTilio, L11 Doorman, Frederick Johnson, Mr. Oz's representative, Sandra Blackwell DiCamillo, Lance's neighbor, Patricia Ann Isaac. Guy's Night Out was written and produced by Daryl Isaac. Story idea from Warren Londono. Sound effects, we give thanks to Soundly.com, Ghost Hack Audio, and Daryl Isaac. Musical score done by Daryl Isaac and Crash Rocket. Credits by Larry O. This has been a DMIC production.
I don't know, guys. Sorry.
No, I don't think so. This is the easiest place to find for everyone. Ah.
Don't contact me. I'll contact you.
You see, you had to be a badass, and you thought you... See, I didn't read this one.
It makes me want to dance.
So did the strip club. I'll do it again.
Well, it's like this. You see, Debbie... Well.
In a bit. No, don't do that. Let me try that again. I messed that up.
Hey, who you calling...
What the...
Damn it. Don't contact me. I'll contact you.
Oh, well, all right.
Hello, fellow players.
Son of a bitch.
Yes, Mistress Tate.
Oh, no. That means it leaves the air handler outside. Now let me do it again.
Oh, yeah. Woohoo! Wet titties!
Okay, I'm with her. Let's get out of here.
Fucking missed hell.
Have a good time. You're standing there having... fuck it. I'm like, the heck, I'm on a good line and I fucked it up.
Go for it. I can't.
And how will be...
I gotta have one.
Oh, I have a custom car shop. From paint...
And it keeps getting better.
No, I don't like that.
Did I say that? Old Granny's milk. The doors are opening. Here we go.
I'm gonna put this down. Is that you?
Mm-mm, that's the wife.
Oh, okay.
Shit. You all say I'm big. But what bothers me...